Hello, and welcome to podcast number 32. Oh, this next one will be number 33, our special edition, Graham. We are here at Eves on the River at the Young Freemasons Group's monthly breakfast. I was going to say annual breakfast, but monthly breakfast that we have in different locations around Brisbane the first Saturday of every month. People can find out more about this group by visiting their Facebook page at the Young Freemason Group. If you search for that, I think, like I said in the last podcast, we'll be in any jurisdiction. But I'm sitting here today with Brother Graham Schultz. My name's Brother Luke Keelan, and we have our next the next person we're going to be interviewing here about.
This is Ben. This is Ben from CH Harley Lodge. How are you, Ben?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys.
And Ben, would you like to introduce yourself about why you became a Freemason and what do you get out of it?
Okay, so my name's Ben Nalbantoff. I joined Freemasonry over 12 months ago. Just realised that only 2 minutes ago. Time flies. I basically joined because I met a friend one night, late night, having a few beers, and his family, he has a long history in his family of it, and the way he portrayed it, it sounded quite interesting, and when I moved to Brisbane from New South Wales, what I did was I didn't know anyone, certainly from the lodge. I didn't really know too many people in Brisbane, but I went to Grand Lodge, contacted Grand Lodge, and just put my hand up, basically. And Graham Schultz came along and said, "Hey, Ben, these are some lodges that you might be interested in. I'll introduce you to them." And it sort of went from there. Since then, what I get out of the lodge is certainly a lot of camaraderie, but the most thing that I'm getting out of it is, I guess, access to people that are interested in getting more out of life.
Yep.
And so some of the great conversations I've had have sent me away with my brain ticking into overdrive, and
it's not an uncommon experience, I guess, because we're, as Masons, particularly as younger Masons, we're bumping into people with a lot of life experience in different areas, and what you've just said today, I think Graham and I've expressed a few times, so it's good to hear it from other people, so thank you very much. It's nice to get another person to have a seat.
Thank you.
So sitting here with, I'm lost number of counting, I guess we're up to now, I think it must be guest number 6 or 7, congratulations, we'll give you a badge in a minute. So, would you like to introduce yourself, why you joined Freemasonry, and what do you get out of it?
Right. My name is Jason Brummel. I'm a current Master Mason and a member of Denniston Lodge, number 301. I joined Freemasonry about 3 years ago, and I have a bit of a family history, like many members, I think, in Queensland. My grandfather was actually a Freemason for about 40 years in Queensland. Growing up, I'd see his regalia and them going to lodge, and I believe my father was a Mason for a short period of time as well. Again, obviously, I was only very young when he was alive, but so that kind of sparked my interest then. And when I got to, to a certain age and everything was stable, I put my obviously inquiry in and to Graham actually,
you accepted his application, Graham?
Yes, absolutely.
I had to bribe him a little bit, but aside from the family history, the reason why I suppose joined Freemasonry is to be a part of the oldest fraternity in the world, and basically the bond that we all share as brothers.
What's your favourite part of being a Freemason, if there is such a thing, if we know?
Visiting. Actually, and the fellowship. I love going around and meeting new people and networking and just sharing the night and meetings with a whole bunch of different people, regardless of age, race, or religion, and just coming together at any lodge building. Yeah.
And you visit a lot then, I take it?
I do, yeah. I try to get out as much as my wife will let me, get around the north, south, east, and west. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, excellent.
Fantastic.
Thanks for that.
Thanks.
So we're going to continue with where we're at. Would you like to introduce yourself and just briefly tell us why you became a Mason and what you get out of it?
My name's Tim, first of all. My grandfather was a Mason. I joined Denniston Lodge, Lodge 301, which is the sister lodge of the lodge that my grandfather joined, which was
my lodge, Thistle Lodge, 490.
he joined Brisbane Kiwiling.
Oh, yeah, that's the other one.
Which is no longer
around. Existing anymore. There's only Gunnison and Thistle, really.
So I joined because of that and curiosity mainly. I looked up and respected my granddad, and because of that, I decided I wanted to become a Mason.
How long have you been a Mason?
About 6 months, I think.
So you're basically an ended apprentice then, going through the process of learning about what it is to be a Mason. What have you found to be the most interesting part of it so far?
I'd say the mateship out of everybody. So everyone's a good, friendly bunch of people once you get to know them, which is great, and they're all very like-minded people, which is fantastic. And there's a lot of interesting people that you meet, some funny and some weird, and it's great.
He's looking at us when he's saying that, Grant.
And everybody...
Are you the funny one or am I the weird one?
Everybody's got a story to tell, too. Tell us about your bonsai story.
So I've been into bonsai for many years, a member of a bonsai club, Queensland Bonsai Society.
I've been on a small group of people?
There's Sorry, actually about
I'm a funny one.
Yeah, you're right.
Weird.
There's about 120 members. I've been on the committee for there for about 4 or 5 years, and just recently stepped up and became their vice president. So it's a great, interesting hobby which I enjoy.
Many Masons are in the bonsai?
I don't know. I'm the only one that I know of.
All right.
So,
thanks, Tim.
So glad you've enjoyed your time as an apprentice so far. I'm sure you look forward to becoming further progressing through the ranks of Mason.
Yeah.
I think Tim's certainly joined a good lodge. A lot of your members here today, Graham.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for coming.
So we have our guest number 8. He's got 7 or 9 there on his shirt. So, look, we're just asking people to introduce themselves and tell us why you became a Mason and what do you either find interesting about it or what do you get out of it.
Sure, so my name's Grant Eaton. I'm at C.H. Harley Lodge, and I've been a Mason for a year now, my second degree. I originally found out about it through media, watching the Da Vinci Code, and...
You're one of the other ones.
Yeah, so something like that, and then...
Have you found the cup that we were all looking for?
Yeah, not yet, I'm sure we will. I spoke to my family about it, and surprisingly, hidden amongst my family were some Freemasons.
Oh, really?
That I had no idea about.
Yep.
So, unfortunately, they've passed, but my great-grandfather was a Mason. So, yeah, I got more interest in it, and... decided to have a look at it and see what I could find out, and then as I do, you want to?
No, that's okay. We can keep going. We're just paying for our breakfast.
We're just paying for breakfast.
This is our first outside broadcast, so it makes it sound more exciting. Some action happening.
We're just paying for breakfast as we go.
Not just thanks, sitting in the boardroom or Graham's office.
Yeah, that's good.
I didn't have a lot of male influence in my life growing up, so I was raised as just with my mum.
Yep.
So, looking into it furthermore, I thought, well, maybe I'll have a lot of role models that can guide me from basically just osmosis, if you will. And so I looked into it and spoke to Graham, went down to have a look at Dan Street, and I'm in the military, so a lot of the symbology and thing kind of connected with me, and we decided to go to an open night that was actually held by C.H. Harley, and once I was there, I met a few people that I really enjoyed spending time with and thought that's what I wanted to do.
What's been your favourite part of Masonry so far?
I went to the States, so I did a lodge meeting over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so visitation was quite good.
Were they dressed formally, or were they one of the lodges that dressed informally?
Informal, and they did the thing in the middle.
Yep. And they also had the master wore a hat of his choice.
Well, they wore a cowboy hat because it was Oklahoma.
Oh, really?
So
masters in most jurisdictions get to choose the type of hat they wear, so it kind of reflects your personality. I'm probably what I would wear as well.
Yeah,
top hat maybe.
And a big one for my giant head. So how did you find that experience for visiting a lodge overseas?
Yeah, it was great. Very welcoming. Great community over there was the. A lot of Indian heritage, which was quite interesting, and they tried to involve me, and I would have really liked to have done more, but I had limited time due to training, very welcoming, great experience.
Well, thank you very much for that. It's been an interesting morning, Graham, and we've certainly interviewed a few different people, so I don't think this will be our last outside broadcast. So
well, I hope not.
We'll have to try again soon, but thank you very much, and for those people listening, you can find the website we've talked about on Facebook. It's an invitation-only group, so if you are a Freemason in our jurisdiction would like to join, simply click on the button and your application will be processed in some way, shape or form. I don't know if you process them or not, Graham, but I think someone here does. emails?
Well, yes, we do. It's a closed group, but you can just get in touch with me. If you'd like to, if you'd like to be a part of the group, let me know, and I'll sign you in.
Sure, thank you very much. Yep. And until next month, where we meet on the level. Oh, that's the different one. We're happy to meet. Sorry to part.
Sorry to part.
We're going to get used to this outro, Graham. And until then, thank you very much.